Okay, our topic today, showering on Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay? Obviously, some of the things are going to apply specifically to one, not the other, but much of the discussion is the same. Let's start with the Gemara Shabbos, source number one, Daf Shabbos Mem Amud Aleph, says, Itmar, Chamin Shehuchmu Me'er Shabbos. You have hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. Rav Amar LeMachar Rochets Behen Kol Gufo Ever Ever. You can use that hot water, since it was heated before Shabbos, so it's not a problem that it was heated on Shabbos, you can use that to wash your whole body. But even Rav agrees that we don't wash our whole body at once. On Shabbos, if you want to wash your body, you have to wash it one limb at a time. Well, Shmuel Amar, Lo Hitira Lerchots Alapanav Yadav Rablev. Even with this water that was heated up before Shabbos, again, not a problem of being boiled on Shabbos, even so, you still can only use it to wash your face, hands, and feet. That's the machloket there, and the Gemara proceeds to meitve one or the other to try and prove or disprove, but that machloket stands, and we paskin like Shmuel. So, the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanu tells the following story. So there's this bathhouse, sauna or hot tub, so they did something to it in order to make it stay hot. And they did that even Erev Shabbos. So there's a whole discussion there. And the Gemara eventually says, the Bright eventually says, Umisherabu Ovrei Avera Hitchilu Lesor. What was the issue? They started to say that this situation where it was boiled up Erev Shabbos, it was hot Erev Shabbos, everything we had to do to it was done Erev Shabbos, so that was allowed. But if it was done on Shabbos, it wasn't allowed. Okay, so the people are very smart. They say, oh, if you ask me when I did it, I'm just going to say it was Erev Shabbos, even if I did it on Shabbos. I'm not going to care that I did it on Shabbos. Meaning, let's say it's a non-Jew. Non-Jewish person is doing this hot water action for you, and he's doing it for you on Shabbos, that's not allowed. But he knows that's not allowed. And he knows if he says he does it before Shabbos, you're going to use it, and if he says he did it on Shabbos, you're not. So what's he going to do? It's a lot of work, and maybe more money, or maybe not as good to do it before Shabbos, because the water has to, meaning eventually cools off, and it may take much more heat in order to make it stay hot over Shabbos. So he's going to want to do it on Shabbos. And when you ask him, he's going to say, I did it before Shabbos. So because of that, we didn't want the sheets over here. Because we didn't want people to, we knew people were lying about it. In other words, they were doing it on Shabbos, claiming it was before Shabbos. So they osered. So what's the story? My Ovrei Avera. Once there were a lot of Ovrei Avera, they started to forbid it. So what's the story? My Ovrei Avera. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishumar Kapara, Bitchilu ayu rochtzim mechamin shuchmu v'erev Shabbat. So the people used to bathe and wade into pools of hot water on Shabbos, as long as the hot water was heated up before Shabbos. Hitchilu habalanim l'hachem b'Shabbat. So the bathhouse attendants, whose job it was to maintain the heat in the bathhouse, would do it on Shabbos. V'omrim me'erev Shabbos uchmu. And they would say it was done before Shabbos. Asur Rachamin, so then they said, okay, you can no longer go in and wade and bathe into this hot water. But Hitiro Rezea, just to break a sweat, which people enjoy, that's why saunas exist. So people would just be near the pool and want the heat of the pool, and they would break a sweat, and it would be good for them, it was good to be beneficial to their health maybe, or they just enjoyed it. So that was still allowed. But Dain Hayuruchtz Mechamin, it didn't work as a way to stop them. Oh, we're not really in here to swim or bathe. We're just in here to break a sweat. So they also forbade the sweat. Okay? So here we have Chazal making a gzera. Yes?
Why did they make it also instead of appointing someone to go and see and make, like, kind of give a kosher stamp to the different bathhouses? Make sure they were doing the right thing.
In other words, the rabbis, instead of making a gzera, should have started a mashkiach business. Okay, they didn't do that. Probably because there are a lot of little bathhouses all around the world, and And they had to make a standard to make sure everybody was keeping Shabbos. Okay? They didn't do what you said, though. Okay? What they did was they made it usher. There's a gzera to bathe on Shabbos. In hot water, you can't take a bath on Shabbos, even if the hot water was heated up before Shabbos. They made that gzera. Not allowed. So first, we had the machloke about hot water that was boiled before Shabbos, whether you can wash your whole body, but limb by limb, or only your face, hands, and legs. That machloke still stands. And we also, there's sheets here if you want. And there's also a rule about not bathing and not taking a bath in hot water, even if it was heated up before Shabbos, meaning the two go together. The first one says you can't bathe your whole body. One of them says you can do your whole body if you do it limb by limb. And one of them says just your face, hands, and legs. And that fits with the second statement that you can't bathe your whole body. Okay. That's source number one. The Rush comments on this. And he says, Elo agzerut hayu af biyom tov. Okay? It's not just on Shabbos. But on Yontif, the exact same zera that applies on Shabbos, applies on Yontif. Now, we're going to have to discuss why that would be. Because what's the issue with boiling up water on Yontif? Okay, on Shabbos, I know you can't heat up the water, and therefore the people were lying and saying it was boiled up before Shabbos, it really was done on Shabbos. What about on Yontif? So, nope, they made the same rule about Shabbos and Yontif. Amud al Shabbat b'yomtov gazru ke'achad, af agav dehusach me'erev yomtov asur lechotz. You cannot bathe in water, hot water, on Yontif, just like on Shabbos, even if it was boiled before Shabbos. Now the Rambam doesn't have that same conclusion in the Rush. The Rambam, source 3, Rambam Hilchot Yom Tov, says, Rechitza v'sicha harayehen b'chlal achil v'shtiyah. Anointing yourself, washing yourself, rinsing yourself, bathing yourself, they're like eating and drinking. In that we know on Yontif, you're allowed to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and that is Ochel Nefesh. Okay? You're allowed to cook. So just like you're allowed to cook food, to eat and drink, you're also allowed to bathe yourself and anoint yourself. Everything the body needs. You're allowed to boil water in Yom Tov. Okay? But still he agrees, the Rambam, that you can't boil water on Yom Tov to wash your whole body. You can boil water on Yom Tov to wash your face, hands, and legs. But still that gzera against a bathhouse still applies for your whole body. But if it was boiled beforehand, before Yom Tov, Rochitz behen kol kufo b'yomtov. But if you boiled it up before Yontif, not in a bathhouse, if you boiled it up beforehand, enough water before Yontif, you are allowed to bathe your whole body in it. That is the view of the Rambam. Shelo gazro davar ze el b'shabbat b'levad. Okay. So it's clear, both according to the Rambam and the Rush and everything here so far, bathhouse, not allowed, not on Shabbos, not on Yontif. Taking a full bath, not allowed. But when it comes to Yontif, whether you're allowed to bathe your whole body if you boil the water before Shabbos, or whether you're allowed to boil the water on Shabbos to bathe your face, hands, and feet, panav yadav v'raglav, that is the machloket Rambam and Rush. Rush says Yontif has the same rule as Shabbos. The Rambam has a slightly more lenient approach, but nonetheless, the gzera about bathhouses still applies to Yontif. That's clear? Yes? Okay. Let's go to source 4. Now we're discussing Yontif. That was Shabbos. Here's the background for the Yontif circuit. Beit Shammai Omrim, Lo Yachem Adam Chamin L'Raglav Elim Kein Ruin L'Shtiyah. You cannot boil water, hot water, you can't boil water, make it hot, for your feet. You want to soak your feet. Elim Kein Ruin L'Shtiyah. You can only boil potable water. Beit Hillel Matirim. But Beit Hillel say, no problem, just like you could boil it to drink, you could boil the water for your feet. Oh, Saddam Maduro, Milchamet Negda, and just like you can light a fire to cook your food, so too you can light a fire to warm up next to it when it's cold. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara discusses this and says the background of this machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Amr Lchamet, a series of Mishnayot, and the Gemara says multiple times, Amr Lchamani Beit Shammai, this is the Shita Beit Shammai, Damri lo amrinan mitok shechutra hotzal letzorah chutra namish lo letzorah. There is a rule. Something you're allowed to do on Yantif under certain circumstances. For example, I'm allowed to carry, or I'm allowed to light a fire, not light a fire, but I'm allowed to transfer a flame and cook on Yantif. So just like I can do those activities in a permissible fashion for my food, I can do it for other purposes as well. Okay? So that's a concept known as mitoch. Mitoch, I could do it for this, I could do it for that. Beit Shammai doesn't hold with mitoch. Beit Hillel ha'amri mitoch shvutra hotzal etzorach utshinam shvutra hotzorach. Just like you can carry for this purpose, you can carry for that purpose. Okay? Let's say we're not dealing in a place with an Erev, because with an Erev it doesn't matter. But let's say you wanted to know whether you could carry your key in your pocket or not. So could be that you'll say, oh, but the food's in my house and I need the key to get back in. Okay, but even without that, why can you carry your key? You can carry your key because just like you can carry your food out, you can carry your key out. Mitoch that you can carry for the purpose of ochal nefesh, in order to have a big group meal in shul at a large kiddush. You can also carry for other purposes. You can carry your sitter. You can carry your talis bag. Okay, that's all allowed on yantif. So we say the mitoch of this one applies to that one. The Gemara's example, you can carry out your dalet minim. You're not going to eat your luluf. Why can I carry out my luluf? On yantif, on sukkos. We're not talking about Shabbos again. Sukkos. Why can I carry out my luluf? Because just like I can carry out if I wanted to bring a challah to the big potluck dinner, I can also carry out my luluf to shake it in shul. That's the concept known as mitoch. But we're going to see that we have a limitation to mitoch. Even though we allow certain activities on yantif, cooking or transferring a flame or carrying, we only allow those activities for something that's shavah l'chol nefesh. As you said, what's allowed is ochal nefesh. Ochal nefesh means the food you need to live. But not just to live. We're not talking about that you can only eat three crackers and as long as you can survive. You're allowed to have a nice, luxurious yantif meal. You can eat fancy dishes, even as a deer. Okay? Most people eat chicken or cow beef, but you decide you want deer meat, and you have a deer handy, you're allowed to cook that up on yantif. There's no problem with that. Because eating is an activity that everybody needs to do, that's shavah l'chol nefesh, equal for everybody. So you're allowed to do activities that allow you to eat on yantif. But, the Gemara's example is that though we're allowed to transfer a flame and have a fire to cook on or to warm us up, because that's equal for everybody, maybe you're not allowed to burn incense. Who burns incense? Rich people, pampered people, spoiled people, hipsters, I don't know. Who burns incense? The taxi driver who's trying to hide the smell of his BO. But most people don't burn incense. And therefore, you can't tell me that this is a basic human need, and I need to do it on yantif, because everybody needs to do it. And therefore, I can burn incense, because mitoch, that I can burn, I can transfer a flame. To cook my food, I can transfer a flame to burn incense. That far, we don't take mitoch. Mitoch only goes as far as shavah l'chol nefesh. Okay? Yes?
So, why is Samaitim committed then?
There's a long history of poskim discussing whether smoking is indeed permitted or not, but when they thought it was like food or healthy or whatever, it was considered that it was permitted. There are many, many, many poskim who say it is not permitted. Forget whether it's permitted at all because it's bad for you. But even if we say that it might halachically be okay to smoke, though I don't think that way, certainly for somebody who hasn't started smoking yet, then we don't allow you to smoke on yantif either. Okay? We're actually going to, there's one source here we're going to discuss that's going to mention smoking, but it's not the focus of our class today. But smoking is an issue in this context. In other words, the poskim will allow it, have to explain how it somehow shalom lechol nefesh. It means maybe you don't need to smoke, but the people who don't smoke do need that which smoking gives the smokers, I would say. Hey, whatever feeling it is that smoking gives smokers, other people may have without that, and therefore somehow it's a need. I don't agree with it, but now you understand as the background. Okay. So now, that was Beitza Yudbet explaining the background, Machloka Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, obviously, like Beit Hillel, next source, Mitoch Shehutro Tzala Tzorech Achilo Atrishalo Tzorech, we paskin this Mitoch. But, Tosfot comes and clarifies that which I'm trying to explain. Tosfot Beitza says, Beitza Chavalev, Dimarka Lo Yachim, V'davka Lo Raglav, why, what can you boil up water? Meaning the Machloka Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and Beit Hillel's Matirin. Beit Hillel's Matirin, they allow it. You could boil water, the raglav. And it's normal to need to boil water to wash your feet. Aval lechol gufo moded, the usher. The davar hashavel lechol nefesh ba'ina. Vize eino roi elubni adam munagin. The need to bathe yourself every day is for spoiled, pampered people. The need to wash your feet, but when you come into your house, that is for everybody. Now, a lot of you, I'm getting looks of consternation on your face, because many of us, hopefully, do bathe every day. Yes? Okay. So, that's going to come up in our discussion, okay? Because, definitely, there are people who don't bathe every day. But it could be a factor that's societal, different countries, it could be seasonal, people may shower every day during the summer when they're hot and sweaty. Skip a day in the winter. These are what we're going to have to discuss, especially at the end of the year, we're going to get to the discussion of the 3-day yantif, or we call it 3-day yantif, meaning 2 days of yantif and into Shabbos. Because even if you don't shower every day, hopefully over the course of 3 days you would shower, and how we deal with that. Okay, Tosafot definitely says washing your whole body is not shavu lechol nefesh. And therefore, this heter of, because I could boil this water to drink, I could boil this water to wash my feet, applies specifically to feet. Not to boil enough water in order to wash your whole body. Okay, let's move on. The Rambam has this nice summary of the halachos of bathing on Shabbos. So let's just read it quickly through. There's a few times I put on sources that just clearly summarize that which I've been saying. Why did they say you can't go into a bath on Shabbos? Because of the bathhouse attendants who would boil water on Shabbos and tell you that it was done before Shabbos. Therefore, there it goes there, don't even go in, even just to break a sweat. You can't even just rinse your whole body with hot water. Fits more with the shower idea. Even if you boil it up before Shabbos. But if you boil it before Shabbos, and then you want to use that to just rinse your face, your hand, or your feet, mutter. I went back a source. It is mutter. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, first we're going to go through his comments on doing it on Shabbos, then we're going to go into his comments on doing it on Yantav. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Asur Lirchotz Kol Gufo. You cannot wash your entire body. Afilu Chol Ever Ever Levad. Even one limb at a time. He is Paskining like Shmuel, not like Rav. Okay, you can't wash your whole body on Shabbos. That's a Gzera. That's a Isser. Sorry. Beinim Heim Bekli. Beinim Heim Rekarko. Whatever format. Afilu Lishpoch Mayim Al Gufo Lishtati. Even to rinse your whole body. Just by throwing water on it, asr. Aval mutter lerchotz behem panav yadav v'raglav. If the water was heated up before Shabbos, you can use it to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. Ramah. Oh, sharevarim. What does that mean, oh, sharevarim? Let's say your elbow is particularly sweaty or it's bothering you or you just got it dirty and you want to wash one little limb. That's also allowed. We're not saying that the isser is to wash anything but your face, hands, and feet. The answer is to wash your whole body, even limb by limb. But you can wash one limb, similar to the way that you can wash just your face, just your hands, or just your feet. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say that inside as well, what I just explained in the Ramah. Bahani mili b'chamei or b'chamei tveria, which were natural hot springs, mutar l'rchotz afilu kol gufa yachad, mein tzarech lomar b'tzonanin, and obviously, I don't have to tell you that you can bathe in cold water. Or we're going to see, maybe we don't bathe in cold water, but at this point, the Shulchan Aruch says, obviously, if you want to take a cold bath, so there's no issue, because the whole issue was about exero, about heating up the hot water. So when it comes to a cold bath, that's not a problem. You have a question?
Why do you bring to wash your whole body?
What?
You bring to wash your whole body with cold water as well.
At this point. Okay, yeah. Don't pass in halacha yet. Okay, because we're going to see. Minog is different. Yes?
Wait, this is a big thing that goes about the Chametz Averia.
Yeah.
So that's like any sort of natural hot spring.
Yeah, so we might not do that either, but at this point, the straight Ikar HaDin Halacha is that you can go into a hot spring because nobody's heating it up. Yes. Similar to you can bathe in cold water because nobody's heating it up. Okay? So at this point, the issue is there's a chashash when you bathe in hot water that somebody had to heat up, that it was heated up on Shabbos. Even if he says he heated up before Shabbos, we don't believe him. Or we may believe this specific guy, but it's a big O. But we don't believe anyone. We made him zero, and it's not allowed to bathe your whole body in hot water that was boiled, human-made hot water, let's say, human-caused hot water, because we're afraid somebody will do it on Shabbos. So therefore, if that's the way I phrased it, cold water would be allowed, or naturally hot water would be allowed. Yes?
What's the difference? If it's going to heat it up anyway, what difference does it make if you're washing your whole body or just washing one limb, still getting heated up?
So we think you might have enough hot water to wash your face, hands, and feet without this issue that you're going to run out and heat it up on Shabbos. When it comes to heating up enough for you to take a bath, that doesn't happen. I mean, you may have an urn full of water, but you're not going to have a dude full of water or a whole water tower full of water that's hot.
Okay, so commenting on that, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. We'll come back to the next thing in the Shulchan Aruch first. So, Aser Lerchotz, Mishnah Berurah explains, Zera Shema Yavo Al Yidei Zeh Lachem Shabbos. Why can't you wash yourself? Because you might come to heat up more water on Shabbos. Kol Gufo, Hu Adin Rov Gufo. When we're saying it's Aser to wash your whole body, and it's Mutter to wash just your face, feet, and hands, we're saying it's Aser even a majority of your body. Nonetheless, he still agrees with that Ramah, that one second, afilu lishpoch, and afilu mimayim shofch me'er b'Shabbos, you can't even pour it on yourself, even if it was heated up for Shabbos. And hey, it's b'hem, hey, b'cham and shofch me'er b'Shabbos, b'cham and shofch me'er b'Shabbos, aser afilu yadav levad, even just your hand. So he's agreeing with the Ramah that you can wash a specific limb if you feel the need to. Again, as long as it's not a majority of your body, and it was water heated up before Shabbos. Heated up on Shabbos, we don't allow even for just your hands.
Does anyone say that's okay?
Nobody says that's okay.
Oh, okay.
We don't allow heating up water on Shabbos.
No, it's not having did any lightning.
No. Correct. That's a fair point. Mechamei Aor. Fichon makom shenogin lahachem hamikva tzarech nizayir shelo yeh rak poshrin dimlokein aser lidvolbo. So those places where they heat up the mikvah so that you don't freeze to death if you go into the mikvah, so we're talking about where it's those places at Minog, we're talking about where they just make it so that the water is not even lukewarm. It's just enough that you don't when you go into the water. Now, at this point, I'm going to point out that my discussion is just about you in a typical situation taking a bath or a shower. I am not discussing the mikvah water, because that's a whole other discussion, or preparation for the mikvah, or sick people. Sick people, possibly including little babies or old people. That's another discussion, whether they can bathe on Shabbos. Not our topic today. Our topic is folk, is you, this coming next Yontif or Shabbos, whether you can shower, Baruch Hashem, you're healthy and can manage, whether you can shower. Okay? We're not focusing on sick people or mikvah. Okay. Sorry. Women going to mikvah when they need to. I'm not even discussing when men go to mikvah either. Fine. Now, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch's next halacha, and halacha Zayin. Simon Shem Chavav halacha Zayin. Harochitz ben Ahar, a person who washes in a stream. Tzarech she'nagev gufo yafek she'ol min Ahar. You have to make sure to dry yourself off well. Because otherwise you're going to be carrying the drops of water on you. There is concentrated or accumulated water on you. So you have to make sure to dry yourself well. At the same time, if you dry yourself so well, there's a lot of water, you have to be careful about squeezing out the towel. Okay, if a towel gets very wet and you can squeeze it, different problem. Yes?
Walking in its rain.
Good! The next seed in the Shulchan Aruch says that a Rachosh is in. In fact, I think it's the same seed. It's part of the ellipsis. But because it wasn't our focus in showering, it's not an issue. But yes, we are not choshish to this issue when you are walking in the rain, going to shul or wherever.
Okay?
It's good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed out whenever it rains in Shabbos, when there's no eruv. Okay. So, Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah comments. Kafwa Poskim. We don't bathe in rivers either. Because you'll end up squeezing out your hair. So if you look up in the Nosei Kelim, there's lots of issues that would come up. And some of those we've discussed today. But bathing in general, so when you have hair, not just the hair on your head, but hair on other parts of your body, you can end up doing schita when you dry them off. If you happen to be walking by a stream, even on Shabbos, and you feel like you want to rinse your feet, that's allowed. Happens a lot in camps where there are lakes or beaches. So,
it seems like most of people don't ask like that though about the mikveh thing.
What happened to the mikveh thing?
As in, like you said, you can't go to mikveh.
No, we go to mikveh.
Oh, wait, didn't it say that?
We're not rochets. Yeah, that's rochets. Are people who do their tefillas mitzvah.
Oh, so it's a case that's
what I'm trying to. I'm trying to do.
Okay.
I'm talking about rochitza. Okay. It's exactly the point I was trying to make. Rochitz. Fine. But lerchotz panav your sif tet in the shulchan aruch. Mutar lerchotz panav yad v'ra'agla b'dvarim she'inam mashir se'ar. Okay. You can wash your face and hands and feet with any item that doesn't remove hair. Even if mixed in are some materials that do remove hair. Okay, so they had an issue, they would wash without a lime or something and remove the hair on your body, and that was a problem. So that we don't do. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Hayna afilu yesh lo zakan, even in your beard, v'adin tzar rosho, ach shelo yiskatem acharei tzato. And again, don't, you can. So you can wash even with those materials, but again, don't squeeze out your hair. Finally, see if yud mutar lechotz yad b'morsan. This is an issue that I'm putting on because of the soap. Okay, we don't use hard soap on Shabbos Yom. We use only liquid soap. Even that is machlokes poskim, though the minhag olam seems to paskin like the Rosh Shlomo Zalman on this, that everybody uses liquid soap. But Ramah, the Gibel Klacher Yad Shari, also the Chotz Yad Melav, Koshin Yimim Borish, Yikorin Zayif, O Bashar, Chelev Shin Yimim Ochayada, Vahave Nolad. So you have to be careful that you don't use a material that's solid and going to become liquid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Vahave Nolad, Vedamin the Risuk Shelet Ubara, like melting snow, or slush, or hail, so that it goes from solid to liquid. Even the soft one is usher. Somebody, you should warn the nation. Get one of those trucks with the loudspeaker and say, everybody, can't use hard soap on Shabbos. Probably much more effective than telling people that they're not dressed as nias. Okay, you've seen that truck?
Okay.
I'm getting blank faces. Okay, fine. The Bar Halacha discusses the hot water heated up every Shabbos, and he gives an interesting head there. that's going to come up in our discussion. Umitzdayer, afa pi she'eino choli kol haguf, yesh lomar demutzer lirchotz. Let's say you're really, really bothered. Okay, and we're going to discuss what mitzdayer is in a second, but let's say you're bothered because you're schwitzy, you're disgusting. So is there a heter to rinse that part of the body? And he quotes a Rabbi Akiva Eger, that there is such a heter for when the water was heated before Shabbos. So we're going to have to discuss when that applies. Yes?
When was Bir Halacha written?
It was Mishnah Berurah, so in the 20th century.
Well, so it's not like way back then. It's like legitimate sort of like,
yeah. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan says, Mikol Makom, Kevan the Nasa or Rechitza Raguf, Lo Plug Rabbanu Bof Rechitza. Once bathing is usher, it doesn't matter the way you come up with it. It doesn't matter if it's in a shower, or if it's in a bath, or if you take a bucket of the hot water and you throw it on yourself, or you pour it into a hole and you dive in. Ha'isr einu mipnei ha'malacha she'nasta v'hen, anu p'nei etzem ha'rachitza she'kein gazru chacham. Chacham made a gzera, it's usher. Okay. Now, one thing we have to discuss is the difference between that Aruch HaShulchan and Rambam, who talked about Gzeira, and Tosfot, who talked about Shavu L'chol Nefesh, when it comes to Yadav. What is the fundamental difference between me saying the reason you can't bathe your whole body is because people don't need to bathe their whole body, or because Chazal made Gzeira that you can't do so?
One seems subject to change.
Yes. Which one?
Obviously, the one that's not for everybody.
Excellent. Okay. Does that make it zero? The zero stays, even if it no longer applies. That's what makes it Orthodox Judaism. Okay? It's not a joke. That's what makes it Orthodox Judaism. Instead of saying, oh, these were written for the olden times and that no longer applies, we're updating our religion, we don't believe that. We may be modern Orthodox and therefore we're willing to make the halacha fit our circumstances appropriately. Sometimes Seif Aleph applies, and sometimes Seif Bet applies. But the halacha is always valid and always applicable. That is a yisod of halacha for our religion. But Tosfot is saying that this is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Not everybody needs to bathe every day. And therefore, that can change. It's not the halacha that's changing. It's the mitzvah. It's the circumstances. In other words, Tosfot is saying the halacha is that in a society where people don't need to bathe every day, bathing every day is not a basic human necessity that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. That halacha stands and will stand forever and ever. But if society is no longer society where that's true, that halacha won't apply to you. And in that way, we're modern Orthodox. We're saying we're modern. Modernity means that we shower more often. We bathe more often. We clean ourselves more often. We have a different standard. Maybe we're more pampered. That could be. So we can't deal with a little bit of sweatiness or smelliness. So therefore, that halacha doesn't apply to our circumstances. But that halacha certainly exists. That way we're modern. So, the difference between the Rambam and this Aruch HaShulchan is like the Gzera applies, it doesn't matter how. That Gzera applies, it doesn't matter. You can't go to the bathhouse. Can't take a bath, even with water heated up before Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom Tov, you don't hold to the Rosh who says that the Gzera applies equally. Hold to the Rambam who says it only applies in the limited format. So now, when it comes to Tosfot saying Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so then Shavu L'chol Nefesh depends on current circumstances, depends on current society. So now let's go to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Tov. Shulchan Aruch again paskening like Beit Hillel, Mutar Lasot Medura L'chama Kanekta. You can make a fire, okay? Even though the fire is not to cook on, it's just to warm yourself up. Okay, it's not for cooking, but you're allowed to do it anyway, because the need to be warm is the same for everybody. Kam Sif Bet, Mutter Lehachem B'Yomtov Mayim Lirchotz Yadav Avalo Kukov. On Yomtov, you're allowed to heat up water to wash your hands, but not your whole body. Not your whole body. Afilu Eino Rochza B'Barachat, even if you don't wash it all at once. But if it was heated up before Yom Tov, you're allowed to wash your whole body even at once. This is the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. But only if you don't do it at the bathhouse. The merchatz is a gzeira that makes it aser. That's the mechaber. Sfardim Pesach. Comes the Rambam. V'yesh oser b'chol inyan v'chein no'agin. Don't make this chiluk. We don't paskin like the Rambam now. We paskin like the Rush. We paskin like the Torah and like the Rush. I even have it there in parentheses. I didn't write that. I was there. Okay? We paskin like the Rush. The Yom Tov and Shabbos the same. You can't bathe your whole body at all, even if it was boiled up before Shabbos. And we don't boil up on Shabbos even for part of your body. We don't boil up on Yom Tov even for part of your body. That's the Rambam paskin like the Rush, and the Mechaber paskin like the Rambam. Kamas the Mishnah Berurah, first on Yadav. V'vadim panav raglav. The rechitza panav raglav v'davar shav. Meaning, don't think that the Shulchan Aruch used one example, it's not the other two. No, you can wash your hands, your face, your feet. The Mechaber is allowing all those. V'hu adavar shav l'chol nefesh. Komakom lo yechem mermercha ad shem yervol l'chol shem kol gufo. But even he agrees you can't wash your whole body, and therefore you don't even wash your face, hands, and feet while in a merchatz. We don't boil up enough water to even wash your whole body. It's only for pampered people to need to wash their whole body. To need to wash your face, everybody has to wash their face when they wake up in the morning. In fact, even on Tisha B'Av, when we don't wash our body. We only wash our hands up to our knuckles. So Halacha says you're allowed to take the water after you do the Negel Basar, after you do the Tefillah Nidayim in the morning. You're allowed to take that water and use it to wipe your eyes and your face. The water that's left on your hands. So that's basic human need, to need to wipe your face. V'yesh osur b'chol ninyan. But the Ramah says some of us are not mikol this way. Desfirulei de'en chilok ben shabbat li'yom tov ba'azur yuchitza b'yom tov b'mo b'shabbos. We forbid washing on Yom Tov just like on Shabbos. And dafka kol gufu ke'achad, aval ever evel kolim amam mutar l'chutz. But that's talking about your whole body. But to wash a limb here and a limb there, everybody allows. Ba'afilu li'ishtate b'docham and also l'de'azo, even to just throw the water on yourself, is not allowed. Ba'yein ve'elya rabba shekhatav der rov poskrim sir l'kadeh rishona. If you look and go through the sugya, it sounds like most of them are paskin like the Rambam on this, not like the Rush. But the minog is the way the Ramah says it is, and that we don't bathe in Shabbos or Yom Tov, and that you can't shave. Just change. The Ma'aril comments, minog pashut shelod erchot b'shon b'shabbos. Not only is the minog not to bathe on Yom Tov or Shabbos, but that's even for cold water. Okay, remember the Mechaber had said that the issue was only where the might come to heat it up, or the person might heat it up for you and tell you you did it beforehand. So therefore, where it's naturally hot or where it's cold, it's not a problem. So the Ma'aril says that's not the minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan, commenting on smoking, says, and this is an issue that we're going to have to deal with, and we're going to see how maybe we can get around it. He says, don't let anyone tell you that something is not allowed on the first day Yom Tov, and it is allowed on the second day. They don't smoke on the first day Yom Tov. And Chazal were very, very careful to protect the cover of Yom Tov Sheni. So don't let anybody tell you, oh, on Yom Tov Sheni it's allowed. So I'm going to tell you, on Yom Tov Sheni might be allowed, or more allowed than on Yom Tov Rishon. We'll discuss that right now. But my reasoning is not because it's Yom Tov Sheni. Okay? It's not because Yom Tov Sheni is more lenient than Yom Tov Rishon. My reasoning is going to be applying the other kula we mentioned, like mitzayir and shavu l'chol nefesh,
to Metziot of when there's a second day of Yom Tov. But not because the second day Yom Tov has a lesser status than the first day Yom Tov. And that I mean, even if you were to tell me that we don't need a shower every day in our society, it's likely that we do need a shower every 2 days. And certainly, we would need a shower every 3 days. Do you agree with me on that one? No. Okay. So you can. Yes.
So following that, that there's no difference, that if there is any color for the second day, there's no difference between the first day and the second day because of the showering regularly.
Yeah.
Would that mean that in Israel, let's say it's Shabbos, then Yom Tov?
Yeah.
And it's only technically the first day of Yom Tov, but it's the second day of Yom Tov of some kind, that same color would apply?
I would think so. Okay? That's an excellent point. Okay? My point is that we apply this logic that I'm trying to say, that you're in Steyr, we're discussing, and you can't bear to smell yourself, or sit there and you're uncomfortable and your clothes are starting to stick to you, so that would apply on the first day of Yom Tov. Just like on the second day Yom Tov. It may apply more on the second day Yom Tov because after 2 days of not showering, you're that much more disgusting. But not because the second day Yom Tov is any more lenient than the first day. So this comes up after you dance with incredible ruach on Simchas Torah. Okay? So now you're really schwitzy and sweaty. So in Chutz La'aretz, this is on the second day Yom Tov. In Eretz Yisrael, you could be schwitzy and sweaty and it's going to ruin your Yom Tov also on the first day. You got so libidic that night, you can't fall asleep that night because you're disgusting. So that's going to ruin your Yom Tov. It's going to ruin your outcome for the next day. So then we have to discuss the ways that you could possibly shower even though it's Yom Tov. Now let's go to Shmiras Shabbos Kalchata, where he's going to discuss both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just like you can't wash your whole body in hot water on Shabbos, it's asur on Yom Tov too. Even if it was heated up before Yom Tov, and you can wash them by lamp. Just wash your face, hands, and feet. Then you can even boil water for on Yom Tov. But to wash your whole body, you can only do it 1 limit at a time, and only if the water was boiled before Yom Tov. And I put it at the end of that source, Tarach of Aleph, where he comments, Yesh La'ayin is Tarach Iyan, meaning he's saying this din, that it's usher to wash your whole body on Yom Tov, because, what's the reasoning behind it? The reason behind it is what Tosfos said, that Rov B'nei Adam don't need a shower all the time. Kevish Hayom Rov B'nei Adam Yesh Lam Chedar Abachim Beitam. Most people have a bath in their home, or at least a shower. And even that he's left with tzarachim. But nonetheless, he has the halacha, knowing what we know in modernity, that we shower more often, and it's easier. Maybe part of the reason they didn't shower as often was you had to go down to the river. Even so, the din is that you can't take a complete shower on Yom Tov. Yud Aleph. No gim shalolder chot b'shav yom tov v'kol agov afil mayim karet. You don't even wash your whole body even with cold water. Al rakan chalkei agov shenim chos musar, only parts of your body that's not covered with hair. Mutru l'chotz al chalakim ha'el v'mayim karim v'afil mayim poshim shil shemi bod yom. But you can use cold water or hot water that cooled off. B'mida kazot shem rabishim chom mayim. To the point that you don't feel that it's hot anymore. It's now no longer even lukewarm water. Kashum et star. Or if you're in pain, kegon biyom shirav, like it's really hot out. Mutar afnit kaleach b'mayim ka'ela karagil b'yimorachol. You can even take a regular type of shower in that kind of water like you would in a weekday. Komakom yizhar shalodos chodot sarod. You have to be careful about spita. And one last point, in Shmir Shabbos Perek Yutet, he has a footnote there where he's discussing a whole other topic, but he brings up in that footnote, you have to find it, mi'alinyan rechitza kol aguf nirash mekevan shebizmaninu. He is well aware that in our times we consider showering shav l'chol nefesh. On the back side of your source sheet, I included an email Rav Rimon sent out 2 years ago when Rosh Hashanah led into Shabbos. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, We are used to what we call the pejorative 3-day Yom Kippur. But Israelis aren't used to it. The only time that happens is when Rosh Hashanah leads into Shabbos. And Israelis go into a panic when that happens. They go into a panic in terms of the cooking. A month before, Israelis, you will find them discussing with each other what foods they can make that will store in the freezer so they'll have enough food for 3 days, because they're just not used to the whole concept. But also, Israelis, as much as they don't want to admit it, also need to shower during the course of a 3-day Antif. They also feel that urge or that need. And I know when I was in the army, I used to get made fun of by the Israelis for showering every day. So, but even they need a shower, feel the need to shower when there's a 3-day Antif. So this is an email Rav Rimon sent, the list, the Alon Shvut email list, with instructions on showering during the course of that 3-day Antif. It says, Rachza B'yomtov, Ashkenazim. Okay, again, there was a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Bidud Shemesh, when there's a solar way to heat up the hot water, meaning there's different electric systems in Israel. Some, there's an electric boiler, you push a button and it heats up the water. Some, it happens naturally when the sun comes out, some sort of board on the roof, solar powered, gets that heat and heats up the hot water, and your house naturally has hot water during the day and it stays hot all night. Meaning, even at night, you'll still have hot water from that during the day. A lot of those homes also have an electric heater in case they run out of said water. That's a different discussion. But here, you have a dud shemesh. Nitam lerchotz karagil. Va'afilu kol gufo b'chamin. You can bathe as normal, even all your body with hot water. Now, one thing we have to discuss, by the way, not discuss, just mention, is that part of the issue with showering, even in modern times where we don't have bath attendants and everything happens naturally, is that when we use hot water in our home, so a lot of us, there are water tanks. So if you take out hot water, the tank is going to fill up with more water. The water that comes in is room temperature or cold water. And that water tank or boiler is going to have to boil up that water. So when you take out water, you are causing more water to be boiled. So here, that's not happening by anything you're doing, because the sun is what's doing it. And therefore,
I mean, what do you mean the sun doing
it? The sun boils the water when it's sunny out.
No, but you're taking out water.
Ah. So therefore, he continues, so you're not really using enough hot water, that therefore any cold water coming in isn't getting boiled up to that hot of a temperature.
Okay. Right, but I don't see what the difference between a dud shemesh when using hot water is different from a boiler.
Because when you turn on hot water, when you boil hot water, so you're, meaning it's you, as opposed to the sun, meaning an electric dude is you pushing a button to boil hot water. And therefore we're afraid that if you have to do it, you're going to come to do it on Shabbos or Yantuf. When it comes to the dud shemesh, it happens at its own speed and own pace. You can't control it. And therefore, no matter what you use, you're not going to get more. That's the difference. Okay? But mayim shehochma a boiler, but if it was heated up in a boiler, chibud a boiler flanchag, and you shut it off before the holiday, you can wash your face, your feet, and your hands, or possibly your whole body if you do it a limited time. And again, if you do it on warm water rather than hot water, and poshrim is hot enough, like lukewarm, okay, you can be even more lenient. When it comes to Sfardim, bidud shemesh yichol lerchotz karagil, completely. The boiler, im kibuot lifnei achag, yichol lerchotz karagil, if they shut it before the holiday, they can bathe normally. Im nishar doleg b'chag, but if it stays hot on the holiday, then they can still Rochet's pun of Yadav Viraglav. Why? Because he allows boiling water on Yontif for only those body parts. That's what the Shulchan Aruch allows. And then, here's the last guidelines. Of course, you have to be careful. Lola, they're going to boil them on Yontif. Lola, Chotz Hashem Kaftor. Don't push any buttons and don't boil water on Yontif. Bet, Lola, Chotz Seyar. Don't squeeze your hair. Vadiv, Lola, Chotz Hashem Kaftor. And therefore, it's best not even to wet your hair. Meaning, if
The issue is that you're sweating. A lot of times it's the sweating in your body. You don't need to wet your hair at all. Gimel, lo lechfof harosh. Again, we don't shampoo or rub our hair. Kimitzad adin yachol asim shampoo, b'li lechfof. You could, in theory, throw on some shampoo and not rub it in and just run it, water on it, and it'll come out. Rachila adif, lo listabech, but don't make trouble. G'day lo lechlosh sarot. Again, not to remove any hairs. Dalad imhir tivisayar, or if it did get wet, lo yitzchotenu, don't squeeze it. Aval yachol nagvo magevet. If your towel's not going to get too wet from it, you can, like, dab your hair with the towel. Hey, lola suregadasar, we don't comb hair. Alachalash, surash, loyla shluasayrot, we just can pat it in a way that hairs won't be removed. And vav, loli shlamesh basal, bon ragil, elbenozli, we only use liquid soap. But obviously, there's a lot of issues. There's a very prevalent minog not to shower on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we are very, very considerate of the fact that a lot of people feel the need to shower, especially after a very labidic Yom Tov or a very long Yom Tov, and therefore we now know the guidelines. If we live in the type of building where there's a heater that, meaning, solves those water issues, we know the way that we can shower on Yom Tov, few limbs at a time, even in hot water, even eventually to do your whole body that way, that's allowed. Okay, and on Shabbos, we don't do that even a few limbs at a time. We only do our face, feet, and hands. It's been a pleasure teaching you. Hope you guys come back and visit Yeshiva soon, next year, many years. Kaliyah. Cool to you.